The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Zayin, that Nicham Avelim takes precedence over the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Comforting the mourner takes precedence over visiting the sick. Why? So the Rambam tells us why. No secret. Well, Bikur Cholim is Kavod Achai. It services the needs of the Chai, of the living. Comforting the mourner, Nicham Avelim, is a chesed for the Chayim and the Mesim, for the living and the dead. The Rambam writes, the Gemara in Ksuva seems to say, Kavod Achai beats out Kavod Ames, if you have it straight up. However, the reason why Nicham Avelim beats out Bikur Cholim is because Nicham Avelim has both aspects, Kavod Achai and Kavod Ames, while Bikur Cholim only has Kavod Achai. So the Or Sameach has a famous kasha. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Men Aleph, it talks about the practice of the Anshei Yerushalayim, the Chassidei Anshei Yerushalayim, during the Yontov of Sukkot. They used to walk around with the Dalad Minim all day. And then it says, Levakir Cholem Ulenichem Avelim. The Gemara seems to say that Anshei Yerushalayim, when they were holding the Lulavim and Esrogan, they would do Bikur Cholem, and then later do Nicham Avelim. In fact, the Rush, when he quotes the practice of Anshei Yerushalayim, has a different gear. So he says it's Nicham Avelim by Bikur, and then Bikur Cholem. So according to the Rush, no kasha, Nicham Avelim comes first, because it's a double, it's a Kavod Achai and Kavod Ames. Yet the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, so maybe he has a different gear, so Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Dalid. He has our version of the Gemara, our text, so the effort's a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avil says Nicham Avelim takes place because it's Kavod Achai and Kavod Ames. And the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav says that Bikur Cholim takes precedence. So which one is it? So there's another, so there's Bitzal Zolti will explain, but there's another Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rush, regarding Avelis on Yontav. We all agree there is no Avelis on Yontav. The Gemara says in Moed Katan that the mitzvah, the Rambam of Yontav, overrides the mitzvah, the Yachad Avelis. The question is, how little Avelis? Is there no Avelis or less Avelis? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avot Perek Yud Halacha Zayin that there's no Avelis at all on Yontav. And the Rush disagrees and says, there are elements of Avelis. We have Avelis Betzina, but there is no Avelis Befehesia. And the Mishnah Moed Katan and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph says there's a mitzvah of Nicham Avelim on Yontav. So that seems to support the view of the Rush. That is Nicham Avelim because there's an Indian of Avelis. The Kasha and the Rambam, if there is no Avelis, so then why would there be Nicham Avelim? So according to the Rush, it seems to fit in there that Nicham Avelim called them for Bikur Cholim, and we do Nicham Avelim on Yontav because the Mishnah says there is an element of Avelis, and that's what the Mishnah seems to say in Moed Katan Chav Zayin. So how do we reconcile the Rambam that how could there be a mitzvah of Nicham Avelim if Avelis, there is no Avelis? In words, and also, how do we reconcile the Rambam in Hilchos Avil, which says Nicham Avelim Kodem Bikur Cholim, while in Hilchos Lulav says they walked around, they did first Bikur Cholim, then Nicham Avelim. So Rabbi Tzal Zolti explains that is when Nicham Avelim, first we have to understand the nature of Nicham Avelim. So, Nicham Avelim, so there are two aspects to Nicham Avelim. There's the Kavod Achai. When you go to Nicham Avelim, there's the Kavod Achai and that's Kavod Avelim. That's why some poskim say even if there's only one Avel, you say Amakam Yinachem Eschem, but it's not just to you; it's to the Chai and the Mace. So that's during the week. But on Shabbos, on Yontif, even though according to the Rambam, there is no Avelis, but that's according to the Rambam, Nicham Avelim on Yontif is only a Chesed and Mames. You don't have the Chesed and Machai. So therefore, that's how you explain the Rambam. The Rambam would hold that normally during the week, Nicham Avelim called them Bikacholim, because Kavod Achai and Kavod Amesim Nicham Avelim. But on Nicham Avelim, on Yontif, you only have the Kavod Ames, because he says there's no Avelis for the Avel. And therefore, Bikacholim is a Kavod Achai, beats out the singular of Kavod Ames. And this was the practice of the Anshe Yerushalayim. But generally speaking, the Rambam holds Nicham Avelim is Kodem with Bikacholim. And according to the Rush, no, you even have private Avelis, even the Avel does Avelis on Yontif. So therefore, according to the Rush, even on Yontif, you have Nicham Avelim for the Chai and the Meis. Therefore, there's no difference according to the Rush. That's the Minhag Yerushalayim. He had the Gerson Nicham Avelim because even on Yontif, you have Nicham Avelim, Kavod Achai, Kavod Ames. According to the Rambam, we only have Kavod Ames. So therefore, Bikur Cholim beats it out, because it's Kavod Achai over Kavod Ames. And so Nicham, so the Rambam in Hilchos Avel is talking about generally during the week. So therefore, Nicham Avelim takes precedence. But the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav is talking about on the Yontif of Sukkis, that there's only Nicham Avelim of Kavod Ames, not Kavod Achai. So we go back to the general principle. If there's a conflict between a question of precedence between Kavod Achai and Kavod Ames, Kavod Achai wins, and that's why the Anshe Yerushalayim, they used to first do Bikur Cholim and then Nicham Avelim.